Welcome, radio friends, to today's broadcast. Praise God, we are serving a faithful God. He has helped us sustain this broadcast over the past years. We are in receipt of testimonies of what God is doing in the life of our hearers. The topic of our message today is in form of a question. It is, what drives your life? What drives your life? Our text is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 14. There is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Have mercy on us, and grant that your word will have access into our heart. May our heart become a fertile soil for the word which we receive, the word which will germinate and grow and yield fruit unto eternal life. Grant that my hearers will make the best of choices by allowing the word of God penetrate their heart for proper impact and decision. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Radio friends, the question is, what drives your life? Everyone's life is driven by something. Drive means to guide, to control, or direct. You guide a car, or even a nail, or a golf ball. To drive any of these means guiding and controlling it, or directing it to the appropriate place. At that moment, what is the driving force in your life? Some people are driven by a problem. They go to where ordinarily they would not have gone if things are normal. Others are driven by pressure or deadline. There are people who are driven by painful memory or haunting fear or unconscious belief. There are many circumstances, values, emotions that can drive one's life. We shall be considering five of such things and see if actually they are the things that should drive people. Number one, the guilt-driven people. These type of people are under guilt of one thing they have done wrong in life or the other. They feel guilty, but instead of owning up to their guilt, they spend their entire life running from regrets and hiding their shame. They allow their past to control their future. In Genesis chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible talked about Cain who murdered his brother Abel, and hear what God said to him. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. Cain was haunted and driven by his guilt. He never had any remorse or repentance. Some people are like Cain, wandering through life without a purpose. Let me minister to you. If you are such a person, you must be willing to accept your guilt and run to Jesus, the guilt remover. How long shall you continue the life under the heavy burden of sin? Confess it to Jesus Christ, the mediator between man and God. Do you know that Moses, in his zeal to save his people before God's time clicked, murdered someone? God did not approve of it at that time. He made amends and embraced God, and later became the greatest leader of a country ever known in history. Record that the Bible talks about Gideon, who the Midianites turned into a coward, but he encountered God and was transformed into a courageous hero. In Psalm 32 verse 4, the Bible details what you should do. It's a beautiful antidote to this situation. I acknowledge my sin to you, that is God, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Radio friends, yes, we are products of our past, but we should not be prisoners of our past. God's purpose is not limited by our past. Rise up on your feet, acknowledge your sins before God, and request forgiveness and cleansing. Jesus is near you to forgive you and cleanse you and take over the control of your life. I hope you will do so. Number two, there is the fear-driven people. The people that are driven by fear. Fear-driven people lack faith. And without faith, you cannot please God. These kind of people cannot venture out. They fear further failure because they have failed before. Fear-driven people miss great opportunities. They play safe, avoiding risks. They try to maintain the status quo. The issue is that fear is a self-imposed prison. It will keep you from becoming what God intends you to be. You may need to hear what the Bible says about fear in the first epistle of John to the church, chapter 4, verse 18. The word of God says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. It may interest you to know that there are 366 fear nots in the Bible. Every day, God is saying to his children, fear not. Radio friends, the Son of Man, even Jesus, is there to set you free from fear. I hope you will commit your life to him. Number three, the materialistic driven people. The people who are driven by materialistic world. These ones are driven by desire to acquire and keep acquiring. They believe that having more will make them happy or important or more secure. Possession provides temporary happiness. A man's life does not consist of abundance of possessions. Your value does not depend on what you possess or what you do not possess. You need to go to God for a transformation of your life and renewal of your mindset. Number four, there is the approval driven people. These are those who are driven by approvals. They seek the approval of other people. They come heavily under peer pressure and identify with the crowd or popular opinion. The opinion of others shape their lives. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, the Bible says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Number 5. There is the spirit-driven people. God's will and plan from the foundation of the world is for his creation to be driven by his spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's why he says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. Spirit-driven people live a purpose-driven life. A purpose-driven life is a life guided, controlled, and directed by God's purpose for that life. Wealth, fame, pleasure, success cannot be a substitute for this type of life. Radio friends, this is the ultimate life God desires for us. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Radio friends, do you doubt God? God is faithful. He never lies. He is not a man that lies or changes his mind anytime. You can allow him drive your life to the expected end. It's not complicated at all. Many have done so. Plug into God's purpose for your life. Pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life. I allow you to drive my life through your spirit. I surrender my life completely to you. Take control and drive me to my expected end. In Jesus' name, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this timely message. I believe many lives are being impacted. All who are coming to you, receive them in Jesus' name. All who are confessing their sins, accept and forgive them in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, the rest of the work is yours. Take full control of their lives as they yield to you in Jesus' name. Heal their distorted emotions. Heal their physical ailments arising from their sin nature. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.